Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. The incidence of chronic kidney disease is rising, and often by the time a patient sees a nephrologist, the disease is fairly advanced. That's the bad news. The good news is that many labs are now reporting an eGFR value with creatinine levels. The eGFR is helping physicians recognize this disease earlier and refer patients to nephrologists sooner. Dr. Khalid Abdelkader, a nephrologist at UPMC, shows us how this test is making a difference in his practice and his patients' quality of life.
Chronic kidney disease affects an estimated 25 million Americans in the United States. With the growing epidemic of obesity, diabetes, and hypertension, we expect the prevalence of chronic kidney disease to continue to increase. Chronic kidney disease is associated with serious morbidity and mortality, including cardiovascular mortality, the leading cause of death in chronic kidney disease. An early referral to a nephrologist can improve outcomes. Chronic kidney disease has been diagnosed in the past using a serum creatinine, which can be a flawed measure because creatinine varies depending on muscle mass. So patients with low muscle mass may have relatively normal values of creatinine, but still have significant chronic kidney disease. So a new test that's available to help diagnose chronic kidney disease is the eGFR. The eGFR uses a validated equation along with patient-specific demographics such as age, gender, and race, along with the serum creatinine, to provide an estimate of the patient's kidney function. In doing so, the eGFR allows clinicians to very quickly determine what the patient's kidney function is and overcome some of the limitations of the serum creatinine. Although the eGFR is not perfect, it allows for earlier diagnosis of chronic kidney disease and has improved physician and patient awareness of CKD. Treatment of chronic kidney disease early on can slow its progression and prevent complications. Controlling blood pressure, as well as suppressing proteinuria and ensuring adequate diabetes control can all potentially slow the progression or development of chronic kidney disease. UPMC has a unique role in caring for chronic kidney disease in that, one, we've implemented eGFR reporting, as have many other laboratories. But in addition, we have a focus on multidisciplinary care, including the involvement of dietitians, as well as social workers, nephrologists, and nurse educators. And we also have access to one of the leading transplant centers in the country. And kidney transplantation in advanced chronic kidney disease has been shown to improve outcomes.
Remember, early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease and referral to a nephrologist is critical for optimal treatment. Consider requesting the eGFR for those patients you're working up for suspected kidney disease.